Welcome. This is Anrita Melchizedek of the Melchizedek and Pleiadian Light Network, and I'd like to welcome you to BBS Radio and to the program show, Ascension Keys to Self-Mastery. I would like to start by focusing on an invocation for the conscious convergence, which is to be experienced on July the 17th and 18th. So just get yourself comfortably relaxed now as I take you through this beautiful invocation. On July 17th and 18th, we experience yet another divine, unprecedented activity of light, the conscious conversion and a wave of unity consciousness. According to the ancient Maya, the creation of the universe is affected by nine waves. And the ninth wave will bring about unity consciousness and ascension of this planet. This time is now, leading up to 2012. And together we can amplify these frequencies of unity consciousness through bringing in the new ascension codes of love wisdom from the solar core and the new healing chamber of light from within the sun, as well as experience these energies through Shambhala, the spiritual headquarters of this earth plane, and further to this, through the planetary grid of light. Invocation for the wave of unity consciousness. I call upon the company of heaven, nature intelligence, and all beings of light from on high that wish to join me now in this sacred space. As I align myself with Mother, Father, God, the great central sun, the source of all that is, and my higher light. I now call upon the overlighting of Helios and Vesta, our solar logi, and ask to be taken in my divine body of light, in an external Merkaba vehicle of light, into the ascension seat and heart of the sun, so I may experience the new healing chamber of light. As I experience these amplified frequencies of love wisdom, in a beautiful copper gold flame of light, as I download these key codes of light, as I take on the new I Am Avatar blueprint, I focus simply on being a keeper of light. And I direct these key codes of light onto the earth plane through Shambhala and into the second ray department of love wisdom. And through this, into the unity grid of light and ley lines and sacred sight in this beautiful copper gold flame of light. And I call upon the overlighting of Sanat Kumara, the bridge to solar service, Lord Buddha and the planetary spiritual hierarchy, to take me in an external Merkaba vehicle of light into the ascension seat of the 12th ray of one unity consciousness within Shambhala. And now experience this ninth wave of unity consciousness through this beautiful golden flame and ray of planetary Christ consciousness. And now take this golden flame of unity consciousness and direct it through the unity grid of light, this crystalline grid within and around this earth plane. As I connect with the light workers, star-seeded ones, and beings of light along this unity grid of light, I allow this wave of unity through this golden flame of light to be experienced for all life on this earth plane, as I activate the new I Am Avatar blueprint codes of light. and now direct this golden flame of light into the oceans of the world and to all those places needing healing and love. As I send my healing and love, I transmute all that is not of the light, merging polarities into the timeline of one unity consciousness. I am a keeper of light, a seeker of wisdom and truth. I am a child of the sun, an ambassador of light. I am one with all life. Just hold this focus of unity consciousness, coming deep into the heart, into the understanding of your own magnificence as this master being of love and light. Wonderful. And if you'd like these invocations in terms of seeing them on video, they are up on the channels and Rita Melchizedek and Children of the Sun One. And on that note, I'd like to welcome my good friend Tiara Kamara from Children of the Sun Foundation, which is an organization focused on planetary light work and offering numerous light activities. So Tiara, welcome.
Thank you very much, Anrita. That was amazingly beautiful. Thank you for that invocation.
Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you. So perhaps you can start by telling us a little bit more about the Children of the Sun Foundation.
I would absolutely love to. And in our linear expression of things, Children of the Sun Foundation is a global nonprofit humanitarian platform of lightworkers. Mm-hmm. And our collective mission as Children of the Sun and our global community as ambassadors of light is to assist in the ascension of the human race into a new consciousness paradigm, right? And we are successfully accomplishing this through processes of conscious unification and intentional energy transfer to the world at large.
So what does that mean, Tiara? Because you know, you're speaking to some people that are obviously quite conscious joining us on the radio program, but the others that aren't really possibly at that level of planetary light work. So what do you mean by intentionally conscious, or what is it that Children of the Sun is transmitting? In terms of, from what I understand, it is there's a focus through the unified grid of light and in doing full moon and new moon meditations, plus having core groups of healing members, GEO members, holding this energy of light and healing too for different groups. Would you like to take us through a little bit of the practical aspects into the understanding of what that means?
I would say that the strength of our divine attunement, if you will, is with the unified field. The unified field. Exactly. And we view this as the single most catalytic force in propelling the planetary dimensional shift. And as we know, this is the unified field is a vast dynamic matrix of energy exchange. And it is actually a field of intelligence, which permeates and connects everything, us to the earth, and even us out into the universe. And it is this that is the main foundational alignment for those participating on the Children of the Sun platform.
That's right. And that we also call this unity grid of light, this crystalline grid of light.
Well, the way that I understand it is that the planetary crystalline grid is actually an energetic structure that is part of the unified field.
That's right.
Right. And so that it is an integral component of the New Earth crystalline template.
So
our bi-monthly transmissions of collective intention across the planetary crystalline grid every new and full moon is helping to increase awareness and direct experience of the unified field, and how that can be applied to empower and empower our lives and then transform the world. So speaking about intention, and so many people now are realizing the power of collective intention, and it is through collective unified intention through meditative focus or ceremony or however people want to come together from the unified field that we see as the most potent transformation tool, and that's on our platform.
And my understanding too from the Company of Heaven is actually working through this unity grid of light, it also holds the highest potentials of all life on this earth plane. And as we ourselves actually download the energetic codes of light or awaken them within the dormant DNA, these codes then become available for initially the other light workers, but also through that then for all life that chooses to lift themselves into that next level of conscious awareness.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think further to that, we have to mention that as a collective group in a unified field, this is helping to empower a massive field of swirling electromagnetic energy, ascending energy that often we can
refer to like wisdom.
and we refer to this as a group Merkaba. And as all people are connected into this purified, highly tuned, geometric field of energy, this only activates all of us and links us even more deeply as we are purified and transformed. So
into that collective consciousness. And we were mentioning earlier as well that we're really, really starting to feel that collective consciousness, that unified energy of coming together as light workers and working through that grid of light is the perfect place because you can affect the most change too. You not only feel that interconnectedness with other light workers and beings of light within and around this grid of light, but actually you can bring your focus to holding this unified collective sense of oneness together and also direct it onto different parts of the planet that are possibly needing the healing and the love to be transmitted, to be transmuted to a new frequency.
Right. Yes, and so much of my inspiration has come from the work of Lynn McTaggart, Greg Braden, the quantum physicist John Hagelin, and also Nassim Harriman, who does a lot of work with the unified field. And it is through scientific findings that it has been proven that the quantity of our collectively focused intention in the field can affect positive change. And it's the square root of 1% of a given population that is the number that we need to, as they say, catalyze a jump start in the shift of consciousness. And so what that means is that, say, you take a city of 1 million people, it would take 100 of us in illumined focus to create significant change.
And that's nothing, really.
And so for the entire world, population, it's, I believe, 8,500 people needed, and we have well over that amount of people in the unified world.
Exactly. So in other words, we're saying that not only is change inevitable, but actually we are all ascending, regardless of whether we're conscious of it or not, that the change is actually has already occurred. and we're just catching up with it on another level. What I thought would also be quite nice to talk about, Tiara, is the focus that we're now holding through this grid of light, the unity grid, in working with the energy of the cosmic rays. Because I think this is also something that is very exciting, because we're now shifting more into this multidimensional state of being and being able to bring through these codes of light from the higher dimensions, starting initially through the focus, I think primarily shifting us to that next level of what we call solar service, or into the next into the ascension frequencies through the Grand Cross energy, taking us into the solar core, into the energy of the sun, and this new healing chamber of light, and now being able through this to bring through these cosmic rays through our solar system and start to anchor them within and around this earth plane and through this unity grid of light.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, I mean, if you think about it, it is a bit like, wow.
that's really happening too, isn't it? Based upon my solar eclipse, it's definitely happening.
and we've just had the very recent, certainly the new moon, the new moon solar eclipse as well. So we've had the energy of that to actually also take us to a new level of being activated through the I Am Avatar blueprint and to download these energetic ascension codes of light. So we're no longer waiting for 2012, 2013. All of this is available for us now, and we're able to actually move from one dimension to the next. And in fact, from my understanding too, from the Company of Heaven, these nine dimensions as a system of energy that we can use exist within this one dimension. And we can access them through accessing these cosmic rays, which spiral forth from the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. These rays themselves can be described as vibrational frequencies of divine unfolding light emanating from the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. And they bring particular qualities and sonic vibrations and colors that are being integrated within our various energy bodies. And they allow us primarily to be conscious of ourselves as these master beings of light. But they're now being activated to such a degree that we're starting to build the ashrams for the cosmic rays and starting to experience this energy of shifting in cosmic consciousness awareness from one dimension to the next as we're activating the dormant DNA and through that creating a bridge of light, not only from this earth plane to the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God, but allowing that bridge to be created through dimensions to dimensions all the way coming from the 9th, the 8th, the 7th, the 6th, the 5th, the fourth, and right into this solar system and into the sacred and non-sacred planets within and around the solar system and Earth too. And the energy of these rays, the higher rays and cosmic rays moving through Shambhala, which is the spiritual capital of this Earth plane and into the various ascension seats and ashrams housing these rays. And obviously, we've put together, for some of us, that we've put together this wonderful program focusing over the next 12 weeks on the new moon, full moon energy in actually being able to activate the energy of these cosmic rays.
Absolutely. And so from what I am understanding with these incoming scalar frequencies is that we are actually in the next weeks ahead up until, I would say, the equinox even beyond, but with the intensity of these energies coming in this cycle, is that we are being taken through enormous, exponential leaps.
Shifts. Yeah.
Right. As purpose so that we can assist to anchor in these new dimensional structures for our ascension. So it's a holographic overlay, and are tremendously supportive to help us actualize our new I Am Avatar form. And it's quite possible that some of us will be able to make this quantum leap actually very soon as a first wave that will go into this full soul illumination.
Exactly. And what would that mean if we're talking to some planetary light workers? Firstly, it would mean, for example, we would start to take on, when we're talking about the I Am Avatar blueprint, what we're talking about really is that the crystalline structure into which we're moving ourselves and the activation of the dormant DNA and the merging of the chakras in one unified column of light, what would we see in terms of changes occurring for that first wave?
Well, I'll talk about something that's actually happening now because it's what I have personally experienced, and I can speak my highest truth based upon personal experience. And that's this, is that first, personally, I am very merged with Mother Gaia, and as she has been shifting into a higher frequential oscillation, we too have been quickened in our spin ratios, our vibratory frequencies.
That's
and
right.
There's many, many light workers that are now accelerating as a unified harmonic. So we're now together in our energy field, in a true Merkabah unified field. And so we are now actually actualizing our transition into the fields of multi-dimension. Many of us are more easily perceiving and consciously experiencing alternative realities and timelines, which is essential to our planetary service work.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and this is really, really important, is that with our ability to travel outside of the time construct, the time-space continuum, we can partner with Gaia and we can partner with these earth changes in much deeper intimacy for the greater shifts to occur within the entire holographic field overlay and even prior to some of these events actually happening. So working outside of the space-time construct, we can actually influence the shifting of
prophecy. Change. That's right. That's
absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
And that is our mission as children of the sun. Mm-hmm. Whether or not people are involved on my platform or another platform, this is the mission of who we are as ambassadors of light, is to collapse time by experiencing our desired realities and future in the present moment.
So, in
other words, we experience our future, we experience our intention by living that in the now.
Mm.
And what that does... So what that does is every moment that we collapse time, the linear, more polarized reality is altered.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Well, it does. And I was going to say, you know, it's almost like a form of precognition, but in the sense where you're actually taking the probability and creating it as the reality in this now of those different parallel realities, and you're streamlining it in such a way that actually you are manifesting what that in this now moment, and you're not moving through, you know, kind of like... so many different streams of consciousness to find that. You just have everything in this moment that you are needing to do to actually just shift yourself into that next level. In terms of, and I think it also though it's really then you're shifting completely out of that polarity, and a lot of people get stuck in that denser energy. They get stuck in having one foot in this the lower frequencies of the third dimensional reality, because of course there is also the astral plane around this earth plane, and we're affected by not only the incredible light work that we do, but also quite obviously by many of the lower activities that are occurring on this earth plane in terms of a lot of the three dimensional lower vibrations and realities and so on. So it can be quite difficult sometimes to actually be able to just breathe completely through the body in the recognition of being this master being and being able to view life in such a way that you're looking through your master eyes all the time and holding that energy. So you're coming back to a perspective where initially you're needing to have a look at grounding yourself into the energy of the earth, as you're saying, in terms of recognizing that you truly are this ambassador of light, recognizing that you're here to be of service, and find the recognition of your power base coming very much from the star heritage, coming from the recognition that you are a star-seeded one or a light worker, and finding that connection through your higher light, through your, if you want to call it, your higher self of the light or your mighty I Am presence, merging through that energy and merging through that to your core group and the star family of the light, and holding that essence of empowerment, because that is when you can start to affect change, when you come into that recognition that you truly are this being of light. And if you're sensitive to energy, start to work with different psychoenergetic techniques. I find bringing in the violet flame of Saint Germain quite incredible in terms of transmuting, and also bringing in the white light of the Christed One or Archangel Michael and his sword of holy truth and his shields of light, and just finding the centeredness within yourself. I find that is the balance that a lot of people are still needing as we move through these many ascension shifts and changes, and those that are propelling forward now into this first wave of what we can call the new I Am Avatar blueprint are really needing to create that bridge for the other light workers in terms of really assisting them to hold that energy of light too, in order to us collectively to be able to download these codes of light.
Well, I also feel too that it can be very, very overwhelming with the quickening that is currently in outplay. And I am one that really doesn't engage into a lot of tools or practices or reading books or anything of that nature, because I feel like soon, very soon, it's going to go so fast, and we're going to be moving at such accelerated pace that I am looking at the way to cope with this is basically to really unify with the group, with Children of the Sun or another platform or a group that is of extreme heart resonance with your path, in that so that you can flow and spiral synergistically with this group into your ascending potential, and to just release, just to let go, just to be totally
trusting and surrendering to the divine. I couldn't agree more, because actually what you're doing is, as you're coming together collectively, that is obviously where you are then drawing upon the energy and strength of one another too, to shift or propel you into the next level together. So it's a very, very powerful interweaving. And I think we're seeing that certainly a lot more in terms of the planetary light work. I'm also just looking from a personal perspective at, some of the assistance that through the ascension shifts and changes that some people may need to be taken to that level. But certainly I think the focus is coming through that unified grid of light, through that essence of love, wisdom. And that is where together we are affecting certainly the most change, personally and collectively.
Right. And I also would like to emphasize that the planetary grid that we are calling the unity grid, the grid of love, it actually is a matrix. It's a field of energy that is here for us to connect into. And I find that the best way to connect is to be with nature and to really connect with the pulse of Gaia, our Mother Earth. And that is one of the most surest ways to stay very grounded and stable in your center. I mean, I oftentimes get very overwhelmed with these energies. I mean, I'm constantly in the peak and having to bridge back and forth between the dimensions. And then it's when I'm with Earth, I'm connecting with the trees. And actually, you know, I am so blessed to be living in Mount Shasta now. And I haven't been here in 2 years. And just upon my recent return here, it is shifting already. It is. I mean, it is crystal clear here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's speak to you. They are carrying the imprints of this higher light and dimension, and I'm so impressed every day when I go outside. I mean, it really is here. We are emerging. I mean, as hard as it is to witness all of the breakdown, we are really emerging right now.
That's right. And I also understand there are certainly particular places, with Mount Shasta being one of them, that hold, is it particular crystals or within the mountain itself? And there's other places that actually are doing that too. Not only are they vortices or portals of light, I know that a lot of people refer to Mount Shasta as the crown chakra energy. And of course, that these crystals that are being activated, we've had the Atlantean crystals that were activated. I think that was 999. That was last year, on the 9th of September, 2009. And since then, we've had a lot more of these crystals being activated through the energy of particular sacred sites, as from what I understand it, within and around this earth plane.
Yes, well, the crystalline grid, this grid of unity, has actually been anchored in place by many, many sacred sites upon the earth, new and emerging. And these are sites that have very high concentrated levels of crystal in the earth, in the rocks, in the mountains. And so this grid is actually linked. And actually, the ancients knew this, and is why many of the sacred sites have even been formed and developed, because they coincide with the grid. And it's through these sacred sites that are like the central power stations of and nodes of the grid across the planet. And so these places will undoubtedly be the places of emergence, which is what I'm witnessing.
And it's very, very lovely energy.
Yeah, so like, I mean, there's thousands and thousands of places upon the earth that are in emergence right now. I mean,
we're having all these sacred sites being further activated through all this energy work, you know. And there are obviously places that have really been activated for so long. I mean, down here in Cape Town, we have Table Mountain, and a lot of people refer to that as the feet chakra, some as the base chakra, and you can feel that energy through Africa, holding it to in terms of the rooting for Africa, and obviously being in Southern Africa, being very appropriate to the consciousness of the people are too. So I think certainly also we are affected energetically by the frequencies of the collective consciousness of different countries and the various sacred sites and portals within those countries too. So often we're choosing to move around to different places where we need to be at that moment in time to hold the energy for ourselves and for others, which is really incredible to see how we just intuitively move from one place to the next, or we're just staying. Okay, I'm comfortable here for a while. And someone like Tiara, I'm comfortable here for 1 week and then I'm ready to move again.
Well, I guess it's teaching me how to be comfortable no matter where I'm at, just to be in my center.
Home is where the heart is, sir.
Yeah, I've been moved around quite a bit, but it's all part of my evolutionary plan as well. So, yeah, it's been good.
Me too. Good, wonderful. So, Tiara, in terms of then the focus from Children of the Sun, what I understand as well is you also have, you do not only the full moon and new moon link-ups that people could join, but there was also the healing aspect and the groups of light holding that energy where people could then also get healings. How does that work?
Yes, and so, of course, I'll back up just a little bit to kind of summarize, because we are going quite quickly here through a lot of different things. Mm. So the main focus for this platform is the activation of the grid, the planetary grid, and also our assistance to everybody to make this shift into the new golden octave. And so everything that we do is from the planetary grid, the unity grid. And so what we have done in the past year and a half is we've assembled together a light transmission team of light workers. Right now we have a count of 1,500 light workers that are on the grid every new and full moon, transferring and transmitting their energy signature, their healing facilitation to people that are requiring personal assistance in their transformational efforts and processes. And so it's basically just a matter of signing up to receive on the new and full moons. We also do solstice and equinox. It's all on our website. And extremely successful. We're having amazing, miraculous results. But that, too, is indicative of the type of energy that's coming in to support all of us. I mean, this is just divine emanations that are super supportive to where we're going. And we're basically here to serve as the divine instruments. And it's one grand chain of love.
Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful. And of course, what I understand as well from the Company of Heaven is that the rays themselves are also affecting so much change. You know, some people may be familiar with the energy of the rays or even the system of the rays. I know a lot of that information was initially brought through Alice Bailey and Dwal Kul. And through her channelings with Dwal Kul. And in recent years, this was expanded upon by authors and spiritual facilitators like the late Dr. Joshua Stone and Brian Grattan and Janet McCleary, just to name a few. And further to this, so these were the initial grand seven rays that we were working with. And then since August the 7th, 1972, there was an additional five higher rays available to humanity. And these five rays, rays 8 to 12, carry a higher vibration of source light, and they don't have the same level of dualities that exist within the first seven rays. So they have an amazing influence on the anchoring and activating of our own wonderful higher light, and in the actualization of coming into a deeper sense of self-mastery, of being able to truly see ourselves as these master beings. Now, my understanding is that these 12 great rays that spiral forth from the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God, overlighted by the 12 directors at a multi-universal level. And then they move through each preceding dimension until they enter our solar system. And then they bask the sacred and non-sacred planets within our solar system and spiral onto Earth, which is considered a sacred planet, and into the second ray department of Love Wisdom in Shambhala. And from there, they then spiral outwards from the second ray department into all the ray departments, with a focused stream of light radiating from the seventh ray department, which is the energy of the ray of ceremonial magic, also understood very much as the violet flame of Saint Germain, and then into the sacred sites and vortices in and around this earth plane. So we're having then a lot of energy spiraling forth through these higher rays. And then during the first harmonic convergence, which was between August the 15th to the 17th, 1987, and the many unprecedented light activities that we experienced at this time, six cosmic rays were partially anchored onto this earth through the overlighting of the Mahatma, who's a cosmic avatar of synthesis. And at that time, a galactic portal through this quadrant of the galaxy was reopened, which allowed these six cosmic rays to come pouring forth onto this earth plane. And these six cosmic rays were actually born just prior to the fall of Atlantis. And they serviced rays and weren't completely anchored onto this earth plane until April the 23rd, 1994. And it is again in this unprecedented divine moment in time that we're able now to again activate the energy of these cosmic rays and allow the ashrams to start to be built through Shambhala, through bringing through and anchoring these cosmic rays within and around the unity grid. They hold the highest quotient of source light, and they're actually a combination of all 12 rays through the appropriate co-creative councils of 12 with an additional focus on one or more of these rays, brought about through the appropriate monadic or higher light focus at each dimensional level. So, for example, the first cosmic ray that we've been working with through the solar service and anchoring this onto the earth plane through the sun and solar core is actually a combination of all 12 rays with a monadic or higher light focus on the second ray of love, wisdom. And this is really then the energy that we're moving into through this ascension and through the energy of love, wisdom, to this amplified energy that we're going to be experiencing certainly a lot more as we move through 2012, 2013 through the galactic alignments of light and being immersed within that photonic light energy too. I don't know if you'd like to add anything to that at the moment, Tiara, in terms of the focus through the rays too.
Well, I think you're doing a great job. I'm just learning about these.
Okay. Well, really, then in essence, what we're doing is that we're then starting to bring through the, to be able to lift ourselves dimensionally now in consciousness through the energy of the first collective wave of ascension energy of love, wisdom, into the fifth dimensional energies, and then from that into the sixth dimensional energies. And in the system of energy that we use, we start to bring it through the overlighting of the different star systems, in particular coming from the essence of the Pleiades, and from Sirius, and from Andromeda, and from Orion. And through this too, we're actually taking on the multidimensional memories of our star-seeded heritage and building this incredible etheric electronic body of light that we also call this avatar I am blueprint. So it's an incredible moment in time because these cosmic rays are actually just pure light from the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God, and they have no dualities within them whatsoever. So being able to activate them at this moment in time for ourselves really just lifts us in cosmic consciousness awareness into the higher dimensions. And then again, then, as you were saying, is the collapsing, so to speak, of the linear time and space frequencies, and in fact many of those parallel realities, because you're just merging them in one unity consciousness.
Exactly. And what I understand too with these rays, that they will really assist us to go through these bodily upgrades, so that we will be able to experience accelerated manifestation through the purity of our mind and our heart. And being able to emanate or radiate these energies as we have integrated them without really even teaching or preaching or doing anything, just by being and just being a radiator of these energies.
Exactly.
And, so,
And also they bring through particular qualities and sonic vibrations, you know, they bring through primary qualities of manifestation and illumination and transcendence, for example. So we truly are becoming the ascended masters. this is where we are, which is just incredible to see. And through that, I think we'll also see a lot more of those gifts developing that we already have of clairsentience, clairaudience, clairvoyance, teleportation, manifestation, telekinesis. I think it just is going to become common everyday events more and more and more as we start to really individually and collectively take on these codes of light. Because, of course, this is our birthright. These are the gifts that we have. And it's, again, to not only move into that remembrance, but actually to believe in it. If you believe that you can do something, you'll be able to do it. You know, I think half the thing is a limited consciousness that we sometimes have through the human side of our nature. So it will be really awesome to actually just see us really, really, truly step into that power. And, you know, going back all the way, I think, to that real power base that we have and that frequency of amplified love wisdom, which I think was more greatly experienced for us as a collective in the time of Atlantis, in terms of numbers, in terms of consciousness. And certainly in terms of the focus of the cosmic rays, because they were withdrawn prior to the fall of Atlantis. So it makes for a very interesting story. And certainly at another time, I'll be happy to explain a little bit more of the understanding of the cosmic rays and how we actually lost the energy of the six cosmic rays. So we're going to start to wrap up a little bit, Tiara, in terms of where we are in our focus. So perhaps you'd like to just bring a focus once more to the Children of the Sun. I think for some of our listeners, maybe give the website details and, you know, some other sharings that could be useful at this now moment.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I'll just say some closing words here. First of all, the Children of the Sun website, if you'd like to join our mission, is childrenofthesun.org. And I feel that at this time it is more important than ever to continue to visualize and to continue holding the patterns of perfection, no matter how challenging it is, for yourself, for all of those around you, and all unfolding events that are occurring on the planet. And with many of us operating from this frequency, we can then experience accelerated manifestation just through our vibratory radiation and emanation of the divine quality of perfection. And so this work is, it's very simple. It's God. It's God work. So how could it be anything other? It's very simple. It's very deep, and it works instantly. And so I love you all, and may you all be blessed with miracles. Thank you very much, Henrietta.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you too, Tiara. From my heart to yours and to the cosmic heart of all creation. Wonderful. So what I'd like to do is, again, bring a focus to the conscious conversions for a moment that is occurring this Saturday and Sunday, and suggest that you make a link up at either 12 o'clock, noon your time, or at 8 o'clock in the evening. And again, if you'd like to receive those invocations, you're welcome to go to either the Children of the Sun YouTube channel, which is Children of the Sun and the number 1, or the channel Anwita Melchizedek. And what I'd like to do to end with is an invocation for the oil spill for Mother Earth. So if you just get yourself comfortably relaxed in your sacred space as I take you through this invocation. I call upon the company of heaven, nature, intelligence, and Mother Earth, the dolphins and whales, and all sea beings of the night, to assist in calming the oceans of this world, to assist in stopping the bleeding of my grandmother Earth, to assist all the sea creatures who have experienced distress, and to stabilize the ocean beds of the Earth plane, primarily in the Gulf of Mexico. I connect through the unity grid of light, the crystalline grid of light, within and around this earth plane. To all the light workers and beings of light along this grid, I assist through the flame of unconditional love in creating a vortex of light within and around this area. I bring through the pink flame of love the violet transmuting flame of forgiveness and transformation, and the white light of the Christed One. I am the heartbeat of this earth, one with Mother Earth, one with all life. I trust and surrender to all that is, knowing the difference that I make as part of this collective of light. I am wisdom, I am light, and I am love. I am the magnificence of creation through service in love, bringing about changes to this earth plane, for all life to live in harmony, peace, abundance, love, and through the grace of Mother, Father, God. Now just hold your focus through this unity grid of light. Also called the planetary Christ consciousness grid of light. Just feel a sense now of connecting with the light workers along this grid of light. Feel this connection through the heartbeat of Mother Earth. Feel the beings of light along this grid. assisting. Feel this amplified frequency of one unity consciousness coming together as one heart, one unified collective, knowing the difference that you make both individually and collectively. Again, just bring through this pink flame of love as you surround this earth plane in this pink flame of love. Allow it to be available, all those places needing healing and love. Bring in the violet flame. This violet transmuting flame of forgiveness and transformation. Hold this energy, experiencing your own personal transformation. And assisting in transmuting all that is not of the light from this earth plane. We bring in the white light of the Christed One. Hold this essence of Christed light in the recognition of your own Christed nature. Feel the embrace of Mother Earth. Feel the embrace of all the beings of light from on high. Feel yourself within the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. We honor you for your preciousness and your magnificence, all that you are and all that you bring. You are these sacred, divine beings of light, caretakers, ambassadors of light, keepers of light, and children of the sun. I hold you in this light, and I thank you for your support, and look forward to connecting you with you again. With love and blessings, this is Anrita Melchizedek. Thank you and good day.